I'd like to, at this time, welcome to our show, Mr. David Tallon. David, welcome.
How do you do, Dave? I'm thrilled to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. It's indeed a pleasure. Why do you want to be mayor of this city?
Okay, there's a lot of things that I'd like to do a little bit differently in the city of Providence, Dave. Certainly the education system is number one. I want to do things about taxes and spending, and I want to do things to ensure ethics and honesty in government. Education is the number one issue. In Providence, we've got a real problem with the public schools, which make up 55% of the budget for the whole city of Providence. And we've got an incredible number of children who have already chosen to leave the public school system, and a lot more who would like to. For instance, in the city of Providence, there's 36,000 students of school age, kindergarten through grade 12. Of those 36,000, 8,000 have already fled the public school system to go to private or parochial schools. Most of those on the east side of the city of Providence, where parents are in a position where they can afford to do that. In fact, to give you an example of how bad it is on the east side, recently there's been a controversy in Providence about closing the Nathan Bishop Middle School, which is the only middle school on the entire east side, which is one-fifth the entire population of the city of Providence.
Right.
And it turned out that out of that whole one-fifth of the city of Providence, only 60 students who live on the east side were going to that school. Everyone else was going elsewhere, which tells you how bad things are if people can afford to go elsewhere. Whereas the rest of the city, I'll take the south side of Providence, which is where I live, a little bit lower income, there students are kind of trapped in bad schools and they have no opportunity at all, even though a lot of them would like to go to good parochial schools like St. Matthew's or Bishop McVinney, or they might like to go to good private schools like Community Prep or San Miguel. But as low as the tuition might be, even in the vicinity of a couple thousand dollars, they just can't afford to do that, so they're trapped there. I believe if students were given a voucher where they could leave the public school system and go somewhere else, I'm proposing a figure of about $4,000.
All right, let's hold that thought for a second.
Okay.
About vouchers, because that's a very interesting issue. David Tallon is here. He wants to be mayor of the city of Providence. The election is in November. I want to also invite your telephone calls. You could talk to him direct at 438-WPRO or 800-321-WPRO. Are you happy with the way things are going, or do you feel that we need a change? First of all, let me also say, thanks for coming on. We've called the mayor over 24 times from this show, inviting him on. I love Providence. I have no axe to grind with the current mayor. I met him one time briefly. He was pleasant. We had a brief exchange. He's never returned any of our calls, never agreed to come on. So I'm glad you at least come on to answer questions. I mean, I think it says a lot about you. Tell the audience who Dave Tallon is.
Sure thing, Dave. Basically, my background is as a community activist. I've been involved in volunteer activities in the city of Providence going back a third of a century. Actually, more than that, I was president of my neighborhood association in Providence, the Reservoir Triangle Neighborhood Association, for six terms. And while I was doing that, we worked on forming a neighborhood crime watch, fixing up the neighborhood playgrounds, preserving open space around Mashpog Pond, which is the biggest body of water in the city of Providence.
What do you do for a living?
I run computers. I'm a computer systems analyst.
Okay. So you're a longtime native of the area.
Lifelong, yes.
Okay.
Which is 57 years.
All right, getting back to the vouchers. You know, if you give people vouchers, you're going to erode the funding of public schools.
Well,
the very thing that you're trying to help by giving vouchers, you're going to hurt.
Right, I disagree with that, Dave. First of all, the main thing is we're doing what's best for the children and for their families. My idea is to provide a good education for all the children, and whether that happens to be public, private, or parochial is really irrelevant, is because it's all about the children. My plan, I believe, in the end, is probably going to result in about half and half. Right now, 8,000 out of the 36,000 school-age children are out of the public school system. I believe when we're through, it'll be about 18,000 in the public school system and 18,000 in private or parochial. My plan will save $25 million or more for the taxpayers of the city of Providence and the state of Rhode Island. But beyond that, it's going to provide a better education for the children who stay behind in the public school system. First of all, you got massive overcrowding in the public schools in Providence. You can't build new buildings fast enough to accommodate what's there. So what ends up happening is, since children can't go to school in their own neighborhood, they get bussed all over the city in kind of a game of musical chairs. They'll spend up to 2 hours a day riding a school bus to going right by the school that's walking distance to their home, and wasting all this time. Their parents can't get involved in the schools because a lot of them don't have cars, and they can't go to parent-teacher conferences or volunteer or do anything else in a school that's on the opposite side of the city. So right there, I'm going to restore neighborhood schools for the children who want to stay in public schools. It's going to be a much better situation for them, and it's going to provide competition in the public schools. Right now, the teachers' unions have kind of a stranglehold on the public school system in Providence. And
why do teachers' union have a stranglehold?
Because they can. There's no competition.
What do you mean, because they can?
Where else are you going to go? Obviously, they're politically powerful. And if the parents don't like them, what are they going to do?
I thought two signatures go on a collective bargaining agreement, the unions and management.
And right now, the management, I don't think, has been tough enough.
Well, then why is that the union stranglehold? Why do you say the teachers' union has a stranglehold when the management signed the contract?
It's only the management's problem for signing the contract.
Well, then why don't you blame them equally? Why do you say the unions have a stranglehold? Why do you say the teachers' union have a stranglehold?
Well, they're both to blame, the teachers' union.
But you didn't blame them both. You said the unions have a stranglehold.
Well, I do blame the unions because...
But wait a minute. Then if it was such a bad deal, why did management sign it?
They shouldn't have.
Well, then why don't you then get mad at them?
Well...
You should blame them.
That's what...
It's called, from where I come from, collective bargaining.
Well, Dave, that's
why... Is that right?
That's why I'm running for mayor
isn't
of Providence.
Isn't it called collective bargaining?
Yes, it is, and that's why I want to be the
then
management.
Then why are you pointing the finger at unions?
Well, they're certainly one of the villains, and as far as...
Why are they the villain when management signed the deal?
Well, I want to be the management.
Why are they the villain when management signed the deal? Answer the question.
They're both villains.
Okay, well, but you don't include that in your repartee. You don't say the union leadership is the villain. You say the teachers' union have a stranglehold.
Yes, they do.
How do they have a stranglehold when management agreed to it?
Because the way
how is that a stranglehold?
The way politics are done in Rhode Island is the unions control so many votes, they're allowed
but
to contribute
wait a second,
so much money.
Wait a second. The school management signed. Did somebody hold a gun to their head?
A political gun.
Who held that gun?
Basically, it's understood, certainly with Democrats who hold office in Rhode Island, is they have to kowtow to the unions or they don't.
Wait a minute. The people that run the schools aren't elected officers. I mean, other than in that particular school district.
No, but they do what the mayor who appoints them tells them to do. And Providence is the only one of the 38 cities or towns in Rhode Island, 39
so
cities
when,
or towns,
if you become,
where the
if
mayor
you become,
appoints the school
if,
committee.
If you become,
so the mayor then, is responsible.
If you become the mayor of the city of Providence, will you bust the union? Will you get the union out of here?
I don't know. I'd use the word busting the union, but I would be much more difficult on them, yes.
And how would you do that? Because you've already said it's management's, they're equally to blame.
So
what are you going to do then to punish the unions?
I'm not going to punish them, but I am going to provide competition for them and basically force them to do like they've done in the city of Cranston, where Mayor Laffey has kind of stood really tough on the unions there, and he's forced them to agree to things in collective bargaining.
He's forced them?
He's used his bully pulpit function as mayor of Cranston.
So the very thing that you chastise unions for, you're going to do as mayor? You're going to use your bully pulpit.
Of course.
So then, the very thing that you don't like about unions, you're going to do on the other side.
I don't blame the unions for doing what they do. I just think what they do is bad for the overall citizens of the city of Providence.
If they do things that are bad, why would you sign the contract?
I won't.
And you'll use your bully pulpit.
Yes, I will.
Susan in Providence, you're on the air with David Talon. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to back up, actually. David Talon, What did you say? You said that the school committee in Providence is appointed by the mayor? It's not elected?
That's correct. It's the only one of the 39 cities or towns where that's done. So the mayor cannot blame anybody else. The mayor is responsible for any contracts that end up being signed because they're his people on the school committee.
Well, most definitely. And in this Providence school department, teacher compensation approaches and sometimes exceeds six figures. I have not heard rave reviews, however, about the product.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Susan. I'm sorry for interrupting. You're telling me that in some cases school teachers make over $100,000 a year?
Yes. When you add in vacation, health insurance, and the whole nine.
No. I'm not asking health insurance. I'm asking salary.
Why in the world would we not include health insurance?
Well, because I'm just curious as to how much people make. I think most reasonable people at a given job today get health insurance as part of their standard compensation. You're saying that with their vacation time, health insurance, dental insurance, they make over $100,000.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but what do they make in terms of salary?
Okay, in terms of a salary, we don't consider just salary when we're talking.
I'm just curious, what is just a salary? Do you know?
No, I don't want to go there.
What does a starting teacher in the Providence Public Schools make? First-year teacher.
So when we are talking tax dollars, Dave, I don't think I want to discount.
Well, no, I'm not trying to discount it. I'm just curious I because I don't know. What would a first-year teacher with a bachelor's degree and a teaching certificate make in the Providence schools? What's the entry-level pay?
I have no idea.
Do you have a guess? I mean, you know that they make over $100,000. I mean, do you have
a guess?
You don't even have a guess?
No, I don't.
But you know that some make over $100,000.
When you add in tax dollar paid for salaries, vacation.
Okay, so you know that, but you don't know what a starting teacher makes.
I don't see that that's relevant. The point here is that this is a great deal of compensation for a poorly performing school system, and promotions and increases in salaries not tied to merit.
How much? Let me ask you this: how much should a public school teacher make?
Again, I have no idea, and I'm not sure that there should be a limit.
Are you a taxpayer?
Yes, I certainly am.
Have you ever been a school teacher?
No, I have not.
Do you have kids in public school?
No, I do not. That's why I'm speaking out.
Do you have kids in private school?
No.
Have you ever had children?
No, I have not.
If you had kids in public school, what do you think their teacher should make?
I would not put a ceiling on it, Dave, if it were tied to merit.
So if they were exceptional and it was tied to merit, you wouldn't have trouble with a teacher making a quarter of a million dollars?
Whatever teachers are currently making now, I would have no problem with it if it were tied to merit. The problem is...
Who gets to determine merit?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Dave.
Well, I mean, you want to tie it to merit. Is it merit according to Susan or merit according to committee? Or
Yes, Dave, it's merit according to Susan.
Okay.
And I can tell you that the job is not being done now.
Okay. Mr. Tallon?
Sure. Basically, the starting salaries in the vicinity of $40,000, $45,000, very quickly they move up in the steps to it's around $70,000. But the thing that you were mentioning, health benefits and vacations, everybody gets that. Everybody does not get the generous retirement benefits that city workers get. And that almost like doubles the amount of money that the city is putting in for them, because they can retire as young as 50 years old and be collecting for the rest of their life for basically as many years as they actually worked and collecting a pretty generous retirement. So that's where the real money goes in to pay for the school system.
So if you became mayor, you'd end that?
Actually, that's one of the things that's in Steve Laffey's Taxpayers Relief Act of 2006 is to remove retirement pensions from the collective bargaining system, because that's what's really bankrupting the city.
Let's squeeze in David and Warren real quick. David, hi. You're on News Talk 630 WPRO. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to back up what Dave said. You asked him about the teachers' unions are the only villain and the management is not. I don't think Dave really answered or made his point well. My opinion is, and I'll hang up after I say it, in my opinion, the teachers' unions always use the children as their bargaining chip. If they demand a higher salary or higher wage increase or whatever it is, they will always come back and say, well, the management's not dealing with us, and it's always about the children. The children this, the children aren't going to have that, the children aren't going to have this, and the children are going to be made to suffer.
So you believe, David, that the unions do have a stranglehold?
I really do, yeah. I think they do.
Thank you very much for the call. News Talk 630 WPRO. It's the Dave Barber Show. David Tallon is here. He's a Republican candidate for the office of mayor of the city of Providence. You can share your thoughts, comments, or ask your question.